Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday in the afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, I got a blog on. We have a blog on our site now, Jim's blog. And you can check that out there at the top left corner of the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. I bet Jeffrey Zabar didn't know about that. Jeffrey's our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our top home-based business teleworking experts, small business technology experts. You name it, he knows it. And he's the author of many books on these topics. And many of you have seen his byline all around the country, all around the world, in different publications, electronic and otherwise. He's a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back.
And interesting about your blog, one thing just to keep in mind is, you know, you have now you have opened a can of worms when it comes to writing a blog, because I had a blog on my website, and I would go weeks without writing in it. And then I'd write for like 2 or 3 days straight and say, wow, this is cool, I'm going to get it going. That is for anybody listening, and I know we're not going to really talk about blogs today, but for anybody listening and thinking about writing a blog is not just a journal that you write in whenever you get around to it. I mean, you have to make time. It is a procedure. It is a process. So good luck to you. You live in interesting times.
My blog, Jeffrey, as you won't be surprised to know, is not like everybody else's blog. You wouldn't expect me to do something like everybody else, would you?
Of course not.
So my blog has narrative there. It has something to read every day, and we change it every day. But it also includes one of the main things I do every day, which is the show. So it has all of the archives of the most recent show. Which, you know, if you think about it, so what it basically is an audio blog, but it also has, you know, has written content as well. But basically what our blog does for us is it gets the most recent stuff that we've done that day out on the front. It brings it right out front and keeps it out front.
Right.
And so, but the main thing is we don't do anything like anybody else says. In fact, we never use the word normal around here, Jeffrey.
Abnormal maybe, but not normal.
Many things abnormal. That's exactly right. Jeffrey, there's some weather news. You're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and there's some weather news that you need to tell us about, isn't there?
What weather? I thought it was supposed to be sunny and 82 today.
With the birds and the oranges and everything. No, you guys
got oranges flying by faster than the birds.
You guys have a young lady who's going to visit you in the next 24 hours, don't you?
Yeah, that Eastern European lass named Katrina is going to be making a stop to actually making a slow move through town later today. Yeah, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. The storm is 90 miles due east, roughly, of Fort Lauderdale, and she's moving due west.
She's sort of traipsing along, isn't she?
She's doing the slow waltz, man. She's coming along, and they say she's going to even slow down. So this is going to be – they say there's a clean side and a dirty side to a storm. Dirty side typically is the northeast side of, mm-hmm. of a storm where all the rain and convection is, and the clean side. I don't think she has one. I think she's a dirty girl all the way across.
All the way through. Well, you know, the interesting thing is this storm is supposedly not going to get above a level one, but it's moving slow, and it's just going to dump a lot of rain on you, isn't it?
I think the phrase copious amounts of rain comes into play here.
What was the one last year that came ashore around Pensacola, and it never was really a hurricane. It was never more than a tropical storm, but it from Pensacola to Long Island, I think, by the time it petered out up there in the northeast, it just dumped all kinds of rain, and it was never more than a tropical storm.
You know what? They had a number. I remember Ivan.
It was one last year.
Ivan was the terrible one that hit them last year, and it caused a lot of damage. But we get We get these, and it's all a matter of how you protect yourself, and you take your insurance, and whether you put up your storm shutters. You know, there's an article in the Sun Sentinel, for whom I write today, about whether people are debating putting up storm shutters. If I own shutters, I would not put them up in this storm, especially if it's a process.
It's supposedly just going to be rain, not wind. But the point that we want to make here for our visit, Jeff, is that look at the disruption that this causes. I mean, obviously, if it rains 20 inches in the next 48 hours or something down there, obviously that's going to disrupt business. But just the getting ready for it, people taking their minds off of their normal daily lives and not being able to go out about being consumers and doing business, they're more focused on that than they are, you know, talking about the next deal we're going to do in 3 months or something like that. It's very disruptive to business. And what do you do about something like that?
Well, it totally disrupts business, even for someone like me, but especially for someone like me, and especially for any business owner. I mean, if you're retail, you know, you get a bump in sales if you're selling something that people need. You know, obviously, Home Depot does a great business right about now, as does our local supermarket chains. But for someone like me, and especially for someone like me who deals with clients all over the country, not necessarily in South Florida, they're very thoughtful, and they're very concerned. But Jeff can't deliver today. And so part of it is I've been up since 5, writing up emails, you know, finishing edits that I need to get to people, getting things out the door, but also, you know, letting all my clients know and anyone I correspond with know that, hey, you know what, I'm shutting down my business, especially as a home officer. And even if you work in a traditional office, corporate office, you know, you have a home somewhere that needs to be battened down. So I'm letting people know that probably by 11, 12 o'clock today, considering landfall is going to come overnight tonight, I've got to clean up. I've got to bring things in from outside. So by 11.
Will the kids be out of school early?
You betcha. The kids are out of school.
That's right. They haven't started where you are, have they?
No, they've
some parts
started.
Of the country they've already started. But you know, it's should you go that far, Jeff, and say, you know, I'm going to be battening down, or should you say, if you don't hear from me, I mean, because as far as you know, it's just going to be rain, and you'll still be connected to the world.
I'll still be connected to the world, but I have in the reality of the situation, given that I'm an entrepreneur, I am the boss, but I have a boss I report to in my wife and my children. Mm-hmm. The reality is, and I have family down here, so, mm-hmm. you know, my mom has to be taken care of, my in-laws have to, you know, make sure they're taken care of, I have to take care of my own home.
When you're the charmed quirk, as Rich Galen calls himself, as a home-based business owner, when you're the micropreneur, as you say, there's nobody else to do all those other things and run the business, is there?
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp, or maybe it's just John Mellencamp, to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. And folks, if you're home-based or want to be, you want to make sure that you put that in your favorites and go back to it regularly. Jeff's got some great stuff there that you can read and for free. And I also encourage you to check out his book. Any of his books, I should say, Safe at Home, also Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is the new one. Jeffrey, are you still doing your newsletter too, aren't you?
I'm doing my zine, and so we've keeping that going, Home Office Success Stories. It's all topics about running not only a home business, but a small business and just making it work.
You know, the thing about being... you know, the micropreneur, you know, I've got a small organization. There are, you know, not a lot of folks in my company, but they're more than one. There's a handful or so. And I still, though, there are times when I still feel like I did when it was just me, you know, 15 or 16 years ago, when it was just me. And I had, you know, I had I was pulled between the work and the other stuff, that both of them, of which had to be done right now.
Right.
Like you're talking about, you know, I don't know whether you've got any major projects that, that have deadlines today, but if you did, you'd be pulled between making sure your mother was okay in the storm and going and getting and meeting that deadline. But you know what? It doesn't really change, Jeff, because even after you get help, even if you have some employees, you still have those kinds of stresses. And that's the life of a small business owner, isn't it? Home-based or not?
That is the life of the small business owner. There are so many things. You know, I'm driving home from driving one of my kids to their extracurriculars yesterday because Robbie and I sort of, you know, had to take one way and one another. She calls me on the cell and says, okay, we've seen the storm. It's coming. We got to start doing this, that, and the other. And so my head gets into the, you know, the juggler's act. Okay, I've got to start.
General running. Robbie puts you in gear, doesn't she?
Yeah, I tell you what, exactly. She's a four-star general. She's the commander-in-chief, okay? Don't say it to her face. Don't want her to, you know,
right,
let that ship go to her shoulder. But then, you know, the juggler starts working here. Okay, I've got these balls in the air that are work, and then I have these balls in the air that are going to be, you know, taking care of the home. And then, you know, I'm going to have to back up. I'll shut down the computer amid all this, depending on how and, you know, how it is when it makes landfall and whatnot. But, you know, I've got to back up all my files. I have to protect all my papers. I've got to make sure all my clients know what's going on. I've got to charge my cell phone. I'll charge my PDA. Make sure.
And, you know, Jeff, there are plenty of small business owners out there who have small companies like you do and like I do. Maybe they got no employees or maybe they do, that are single parents. And just for the sake of ease of saying it, you know, a lot of women out there who are single parent moms, and they've got their business that they're trying to get off the ground, but they have all of the care to take care to do with the children. And in your area where the kids are going to be home because of the storm, they've got to do all that. I mean, this a lot of stuff. So folks, I guess the thing is, you know, is if you're thinking about becoming a small business owner, these are some of the things, Jeffrey, I think that people ought to realize, that there's a lot of satisfaction that you can derive from being a small business owner, but there are also a lot of challenges, aren't there?
There's tons of challenges, and they're constant. I dread hurricane season, but then the holiday season, things tend to slow down, too. I mean, every season has its ups and downs, but I wouldn't give it up. I'm not moving from South Florida anytime soon. I wouldn't give that up either. I mean, it's just... You know what? There are challenges and there are risks we take. And
well, you know, we got people in the Northeast. You know, we got some good friends in Buffalo, and they get a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, they get snowstorms.
And so they got, you know, they got the opposite types of seasonal things, but it's one of those things you just learn how to deal with. But still, these are things when people get starry-eyed about starting a business, they don't think about these things, do they?
Right, they don't, and I think that's one of the things that I wrote in my first book early on, you know, almost 10 years ago now. You know, life is a ball, you know, small business is a ball game. Either learn to hit curveballs or, you know, don't get in the game. If you can't hit those curveballs and deal with the pitcher, what's going to pitch you, then you might not be cut out for this, because you are the batter. You know, every at-bat, every inning, you're the batter. And life is the pitcher, and your clients are the pitcher, and Mother Nature is the pitcher. And you have to learn to how to see and react to and hit what's coming at you. And realize you'll sometimes strike out, and sometimes the curveballs will be hard, but you know what, it's all good, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
But you know, Jeffrey, don't you think, though, that if someone's thinking about this, if they're thinking about starting their own business probably from home, don't you think that keeping your day job and starting part time and sort of growing into the challenges and opportunities is a good idea?
Oh, that's essential tips. I mean, that's another tip from that first book is, you know, you don't quit your day job Friday and start entrepreneurship or home business or small business on Monday. I mean, you take months or years to plan, to write your business plan, to create your product, to cultivate your market, to see what the competition's like, to see what's going on out there before day one when you actually say, okay, boss man, I don't need your salary anymore. I don't need your benefits anymore. I'm ready to provide them for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation that can go on for days and days and days about.
You know, Jeffrey, I hope right now as the hurricane comes ashore down there, obviously we hope you're safe. We pray that you will be. But I hope that your Safe at Home book is selling like crazy in South Florida right now, because it deserves to be. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right, Jeff?
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, Jeff. See you later. And good luck with the storm, son.
Thank you
very
much.
Quick break, right back with David Dossie. We're going to talk about inventing, inventors. They're very lovable people, aren't they? David Dossi will be with us after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.